This recording of the full-length reading of Journey was published by arrangement with James A. Michener and was produced in 1995 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Larry A. McKeever. Chapter 1. Hope. When, on the 17th of July, 1897, the steamship Portland docked at Seattle, bringing belated news and hard evidence that an enormously rich strike of gold had been made the summer before along the Klondike River on the extreme western border of Canada, the world was startled by a felicitous sentence scribbled in haste by an excited reporter who visited the ship. Instead of saying that the miners had reached Seattle with a huge amount of gold, or a treasure trove of gold, he wrote words that became immortal. At 3 o'clock this morning, the steamer Portland from St. Michael for Seattle passed up the Sound with more than a ton of solid gold aboard. Those sensational words, a ton of gold, flashed around the world, evoking wild enthusiasm wherever they appeared. Across the United States and Canada, men who had suffered sore deprivation during the great financial panic of 1893 cried, "Gold to be had for the picking, fortunes for everyone." And off they scrambled, with no knowledge at all of mining or metallurgy, and very little sense of how to protect themselves on a frontier. Shifty manipulators, who realized that they would have little chance of finding gold in riverbeds, nevertheless knew that with the proper